McCook Chamber of Commerce had their monthly meeting yesterday in our studios to talk about it. Sarah Schneider from the McCook Chamber of Commerce. All right, you're 1 week away from the big week. It's coming up soon, isn't it?
It really is. I am excited and keep looking at the weather. It doesn't look too bad. I mean, we can deal with the heat. And so we're just excited. We have a bunch of food trucks coming in, a Thai food truck, the Island Noodles from Heritage Days. He's coming back. We'll have Piggly Wiggly, Sweet Embers, this ice cream, the Scoop, and then the Snow Place will also be downtown. We have Buddha's Meats, which is another barbecue, CB Tacos. They'll be serving out of their store. Just come on down. We'll also have fried Oreos, ribbon fries, you name it. We'll have it down there.
Got a good variety, don't you?
Yes. Wow. That was my plan. Uh-huh. We also have like the Melty Wagon coming, and they just, like it sounds, cheese everywhere. So that's a new one, and I was excited to actually book that one. Mm-hmm. So hopefully in the future I can get them for Heritage Days. But the concerts will start at 4 on C Street. I've just been putting the address of 101 West C Street. That's the law office, because they will be just sitting in between popping on the bricks and the law office. Mm-hmm. So the Broadways, they play the 90s and 2000s. They'll kick it off at 4. And then we'll do some awards in between. And then at 7, we have Got You Covered. And they will play at 11. The only thing that you need money for, because the concerts are free, car show is free, is just for food and beverages. We will have a beer garden that will start at 4 o'clock, and that will be in the alleyway between Norris and West 1st Street. I do have some vendors coming, too, so like Impact Closet, they will be there later in the afternoon. Food trucks are going to try to start selling at noon, most of them. Fatty McGill's is another one that will be there. So bring your lawn chairs, bring your family. We will have some tables and chairs set up in C Street. And then we will have bleachers as well. So they'll be back behind the band. That way when the cruise starts about 6:30, you can sit within the beer garden, enjoy a beer, your food, the music, and watch the cruise happen. So a big shout out to my sponsors, Wagner Chevrolet, Wagner Ford Toyota, Citadelli, Community Hospital, M&B Bank, and High Street Insurance. Without my sponsors, none of these events would happen, and volunteers. Mm-hmm. So, and speaking of volunteers, if you have a wild hair and you want to help on Saturday the 28th, we will not turn you away. We need some help setting up tables and chairs in the morning hours, and then tearing down afterwards. We do have, I took this other wild hair idea to the board after I ran it by my husband, and he gave me the go-ahead. And then the board also gave me the go-ahead. So we're going to end the bash on a bang. So we're excited for that whole day. So the car show starts at 3. So and it'll end probably about, I think it's 5 o'clock, I want to say, is when judging starts. Mm-hmm. And then awards are at 6. So everything's going to be going on downtown. And if you don't want the food trucks, get the Axe House to go. Get Oporto to go and bring it down. Bring your own food. We just want the community to come down and enjoy. Like I said, just bring lawn chair. It's family friendly. Just bring money for food and drinks.
So, there you go. Yeah. Brian and I are going to be down there again with a couple of hours to be down there on Kicks and the Hawk and everything. But we just want everybody there in person, don't you?
Yes, yes. And what a way to support the community and enjoy the events. I just keep looking at the calendar, and for Nate and I both, we start the morning off, and usually when we go to bed, what do you have going on tomorrow? And so actually this morning we have one meeting together. So seeing you at lunch. We'll see you in about an hour. And so there's so much going on around town. We have the Third Thursday going on tonight, and the McCook Creative District is doing a fantastic job getting a bunch of different organizations involved. So that'll be 5 to 8 in Norris Alley. I know the Norris Institute has free music going on. There's a lot of tables that are going to be set up, food. So another evening, come out and enjoy what McCook has to offer. It's kind of fun to watch the hospital's dormitory being built behind Norris Alley, too. Mm-hmm. And so that should provide a little bit more shade. And it just, the art bank will be open. The sixth floor will be open. There's just so much to get out and see and do. I know a lot of retailers will also stay open. The Speckled Hen is open today. So, I'm going to try to sneak into a few stores, not let Nate know that I'm shopping, but it's always fun being the chamber director, because I'll like walk into Nolan Yates and they'll say, are you here for work or for shopping? Uh-huh. And I'll a little bit of both. Can't walk out of Nolan Yates empty-handed.
Exactly so. Right, yeah.
Yes, yep. So, we have the bash going on the 28th. So now that all my meetings are done, I'm going to shift gears and just go full hard towards the event. I have my assistant coming in a little bit. Abby's been doing a lot of graphics for me, social media, so I really appreciate her help. And we were kind of sad yesterday because two of our board members have put in their time. Mm-hmm. So Joe Townsley and Jade Lesko, as of June 30th, will no longer be on the board. So we recognized them, and we just had a great gathering, too, and talked about when they first came on the board and how far the chamber has come. And we just wanted to give a shout-out to our members and all the support that we receive from them, because without them, the chamber would not be where it is today and even functioning. So we appreciate that. And then we just kind of ran down through all the events. We had a lunch and learn last week for our members. Jamie Wyneth, the college brought in Jamie and provided lunch. She was spoke about hiring and how to retain employees. And so I learned a lot from that session too. And it was awesome because we kept it at an hour. And we'll have more lunch and learns coming up for our members. We have the app. We're continually adding to that. Abby's learning how to take things off, add things on. And so I can give her a little bit more of the reins. I was just showing a young mom yesterday all of the resources that are on there. And it's not just to say, hey, here's a job, here's the calendar of events. It's the resources too. If you know someone that's struggling financially and doesn't have money for toilet paper or feminine products, there's resources on there for that. The food giveaways, the clothing giveaways. I know the backpack giveaway will be coming up here in August, too.
Don't say that too loud.
Yeah.
Teachers and students do not want to hear the dreaded three words back to school just yet, but you can't help it. It's going to be here soon.
Yes, and it's best to be prepared as a senior parent. I don't want to even think about it, but it'll be here, and it'll be fantastic. So we just really touched base on all of the happenings, the finances. We have a couple new board members coming on next month that I'll introduce at that time. Then we move forward. We have Heritage Days coming up, so just mentally planning for that. But we also, in July, you guys are going to be joining us on the bricks. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's not 110, but we'll deal with it if it is.
Yeah, just deal with it.
That's right.
Yep.
So we'll have the sidewalk sale event. Family fun on the bricks. And I had a retail meeting with all of my retailers this past Tuesday. So we have some fun ideas. We are going to have a contest for retailers. If they have whoever's the best dressed, and it's your favorite decade is the theme. And then windows, whoever decorates the best windows. So there'll be some prizes for that as well. So we just keep moving and moving on to the next event and planning the next event. Mm-hmm. So before I know it, I'll be full-blown into Noel on Norris mode. So,
oh, my gosh. Christmas time.
When it's 100 degrees, I'm looking forward to that, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I like on your the Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, you've got a map of all, and it's pretty cool, all the different locations of where everything's going to be. It's pretty neat.
Yes, and then I'm actually going to be updating that. I'm working on it's. A lot of people don't realize they're like, okay, just park the food trucks, but they have to have, some have to have electricity. Right. And so it's going around to members of the community and just asking, can we plug into your building? And then making sure we don't trip breakers, like the law office. They are going to provide the electricity for the bands. And so we have a sneaky way we're going to tap in and go through some old pipes. And so we're not having a lot of cords everywhere. Mm-hmm. But Adam Johnson from Ravenswood Electric, he is going to be out there helping. And I watched him last year. He was out there in the morning the day before, and he stayed out until 2 or 3 until the band is packed up and gone. He does not leave. And so he works extremely hard, knows what he's doing, and mm-hmm. we really appreciate Adam. So, yeah, it's all those little things. So I'll have the map drawn out for, like, where the food trucks are, so more in detail so people understand where the band's going to be, where the bleachers will be. And so just come on out and enjoy it. Last night I was we were driving around town, and I parked outside the law office about 8 o'clock, and there was a lot of shade. Mm-hmm. And so that made me happy to see yeah. that, especially yeah. when it's supposed to be 94, 95 degrees. So, yeah, we'll have lots of fun, something for everyone. So we're excited.
Anything else from the agenda yesterday?
Not really. We just kind of went down through everything going on. Talked about the bash quite a bit and recognized Jade and Joe. And we have ribbon cuttings coming up. We have a lot of ribbon cuttings.
The and you've had some.
Yes.
You've had some.
The new memberships is pushing 40 this year. Mm-hmm. And so we have this Friday, we'll have Paradise Spas. Blaine Budke took over mm-hmm. Hot Tub Brokers. So we're excited to celebrate Paradise Spas. That'll be 2 o'clock on Friday. And then on Tuesday at 2 o'clock, we have Troy Phones West. They're a new phone company in town. And they have fantastic services. We have like their flyer listed on the e-blast, and they will be in at the ribbon cutting, kind of talk about what services they can provide mm-hmm. for businesses and meet businesses and personal phones too. So that will be 2 o'clock at the Keystone on Tuesday. That's a lot of teas.
A lot of teas. yes.
And then on Thursday, we are going to have a ribbon cutting for Car Nurseria. We're excited to have them on board. They fantastic family to have in the community and support them. And when I stopped in last week to kind of give them a rundown of what the ribbon cutting is and what we do, they told me that it's their 6th anniversary on the 29th. So we'll have a ribbon cutting and celebrate their 6th anniversary. So we had a ribbon cutting last week for Ember's drive-through. Very convenient on those hot days where you don't want to get out of your car. You
right.
just drive through, and they have dollar fountain drinks and the dirty sodas. And so, yeah, we're excited to also have that. And they're open on Sundays, which is awesome mm-hmm. for the churchgoers. So lots of new businesses on the horizon coming up, and new members, and we're just excited. Chamber keeps growing, and it's hard to keep up.
But I bet it is.
It's fun.
But you're doing a good job.
Well, thanks.
You
it
bet.
Is fun. Anybody wants to contact me, the phone number is 345-3200. Email address is director at McCook Chamber. Check out the website, mccookchamber.org, and social media, Facebook. We do have an Instagram page as well, and it's just McCook Chamber of Commerce. Watch for updates on the bash on Facebook, because we'll be doing a lot of lives and then also posting that food truck map and everything going on. So we're excited.
You bet. Chamber, of course, meets every third Wednesday of each month.
Yes, that All is right. correct.
We will see you coming up again, if not sooner, on the 28th, okay?
Sounds good.